What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. So don't wait. Go to AmericaAwakened.us. and join the early access list today. The next chapter has already begun. The most powerful man in Iran, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, has reportedly just surrendered his authority to the Revolutionary Guard while hiding in an underground bunker with his family. This isn't just another Middle East development. It's the culmination of a strategic chess game decades in the making between regional powers and global superpowers. As President Trump reviews the final attack plans that could eliminate Iran's nuclear program forever, we are witnessing the inevitable outcome of great power competition that goes way beyond Israel and Iran. And while it does appear that the regime that has threatened America and Israel with death for 46 years is now begging for mercy, what's unfolding may once again test the limits of America's power and influence in the Middle East and beyond. Welcome back to the channel, gang. I am Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor. Today, we are dissecting the most consequential geopolitical development of the decade, the systematic dismantling of Iran's military leadership and what it means for America's position in the world. So we're going to examine how Israel's precision strikes have reportedly decapitated Iran's military command structure, what the significance of Khamenei's power transfer really represents, and how President Trump's calculated approach may be signaling his recognition of the limits of American power in the Middle Eastern region. Now, if you value analysis that cuts through mainstream media noise and reveals the strategic reality shaping our world today, hit that subscribe button, notification bell. This is not just commentary. It is a masterclass in how real power politics works in the 21st century and beyond. Let's begin with what is reportedly happening on the ground as we speak. Israel has executed what military strategists call a decapitation campaign, a kill chain, systematically eliminating Iran's nuclear scientists, military leadership, and command structure. Now, the results have been devastating. 14 Iranian nuclear scientists have been eliminated in 48 hours. Key missile launch facilities and air defense systems have been destroyed. Command and control networks severed across multiple provinces. Reports are that Israel has demonstrated complete air superiority, striking targets deep within Iranian territory while suffering minimal loss. The psychological impact has been so severe that Iranian officials have reportedly banned government personnel from using mobile phones, fearing that Israel is tracking their locations through electronic signals. Now, the most significant development of all is that 86-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei has reportedly transferred his authority to the Revolutionary Guard Supreme Council while hiding in an underground bunker. Now, if that report is accurate, that would be, as I understand it, absolutely unprecedented in Iran's modern history. It would signal that the leadership structure has been fatally compromised, with Khamenei fearing assassination, losing operational control, such that the Revolutionary Guard itself, rather decimated by Israeli strikes, would now be making decisions in a leadership vacuum. There is a massive word of caution in all of this reporting. We are in the thick of war, as it were, the fog of war, and the fog of war always hides and conceals and disguises far more than it reveals. These kind of triumphant reports from Israel are precisely the kinds of claims that were made at the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. You remember the ghost of Kiev, right? The Ukrainian fighter pilot that was reportedly blowing Russian MiGs out of the sky. It was all propaganda. There was no such person. It wasn't true. Along with the claims that Russian forces were collapsing and the Russian economy was imploding, Russia today is militarily stronger than ever, than it's ever been. The economy is flourishing, and now 20% of Ukraine has been effectively annexed into Russia. So all those reports were false, all of them. And we simply have to bear that in mind in relation to these reports coming out of the Middle East as well. It does not help that the legacy media has become so compromised, with truth getting buried under layers of spin, agenda, and algorithm-driven narratives. That's why I turn to ground news, because it cuts straight through the noise and shows you exactly what's happening. Ground news brings together headlines from over 50,000 sources across the globe. But what makes it really powerful is its transparency. So you don't just see the stories, you actually see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over 1 million people have downloaded Ground News. See for yourself at ground.news/Steve. My favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the political aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So, for example, here's a story not getting much attention on the right. National Guard troops are now actively protecting ICE agents as they make arrests in Los Angeles. And here's a story the left is ignoring. Just happened the other day. Arnold Schwarzenegger just told immigrants in America to act like guests. That's right. He said it plainly. If you come here, respect the culture and follow the rules. So with every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. It's everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. So right now you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features I personally use for about $5 per month. That's it. Just visit ground.news/Steve. Click the link in the description or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. Now, the latest reports are that President Trump has officially approved attack plans on Iran, but he has not made the final decision on whether to follow through with those plans. And so after reviewing military strike options against Iran, Trump has positioned U.S. forces for maximum readiness while maintaining strategic ambiguity, as they call it, about America's next move. Trump's recent Truth Social post cut to the heart of the matter. Quote, "We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He's an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, at least not for now, but we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin." Now, what's so interesting with that post? I don't think it's reckless. I don't think it's unintentionally ambiguous. I think strategically, it's calculated psychological warfare. This is what I think they mean by strategic ambiguity in the part of Trump's part. By publicly acknowledging that America could eliminate Khamenei, but is choosing not to, I would argue Trump accomplishes three strategic objectives. Number one, he demonstrates American power without immediately escalating the conflict. We could do this anytime we want to, but we're not. Number two, he creates internal paranoia within the Iranian leadership, which is just being exacerbated, of course, having already been created by virtue of Israel's kill chains. And number three, he establishes clear red lines while maintaining flexibility. And as such, I think Trump appears to be threading the needle in such a way that both achieves a nuclear-free Iran, at least theoretically, while at the same time preventing the United States from actively joining this war. And that's absolutely key, precisely because there are tremendous risks for American intervention in this conflict. So here at home, the risk is obvious. Trump is playing with fire with his MAGA coalition, right? While Fox News is revving up the neocons every night with all these polls showing massive support for military intervention on our part, there are plenty of polls showing the complete opposite, like this latest from YouGov. This is a poll showing only 16% of Americans think the United States military should get involved. Did you hear that? 16. Now talk about 80-20 issues. This could be for the very first time Trump planting his flag on a 20% issue. Just 19% of those who voted for Trump want military intervention. Only 23% of self-identified Republicans support going to war with Iran. By contrast, nearly 60% of all voters want to see negotiations. They do not want the United States involved in another war in the Middle East. And again, for good reason. We have to remember that the world has profoundly changed since the last time we got involved in Middle Eastern regional conflicts directly. The West no longer holds all the international cards. Iran is not isolated. I know that's what a lot of the news reports are saying. But in the end, Iran is backed by Russia, China, Pakistan, North Korea. There are a number of analysts like John Mearsheimer who are warning that U.S. military involvement in this war could indeed be, in his words, catastrophic, precisely because it could inadvertently strengthen Russia and China's geopolitical positions in this region. So for over the last 4 years, the United States has pushed China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran very close together. They form a very tight-knit bloc. Now, yes, there are reports that Russia is backing away a bit from Iran. China is remaining unusually silent in the matter. We'll get to that in a moment. It's very interesting. But what's so key here is that in a world of great power politics, escalation from one power inevitably involves counter-escalatory maneuvers from the other powers in order to maintain the balance of power. And it may involve those powers getting involved with helping Iran. And that is emphatically not in America's interest. It is not in America's interest to have Russia and Iran team up together, working together against Israel and the United States. And we should note one of the reasons why China may be so relatively quiet is precisely because dragging the United States into another Middle Eastern conflict ends up diverting crucial resources away from the American military's efforts in containing China. So ironically, it could be China that turns out to be the big winner in all of this, which is good news for Russia, because Russia, of course, has decoupled itself economically and politically from the West and integrated itself fully into the East. And so while Trump's intention for Iran never to have a nuclear bomb may be noble, it's a policy that may geopolitically backfire big time. Again, we're not the only big player on the stage anymore. There are more and wider big politics, power politics players on this chessboard. So all of this is to say that what we're witnessing is not just another Middle Eastern conflict. It is a very real geopolitical realignment happening in real time. Yes, Israel may indeed be successful in toppling the Iranian regime. Yes, America may deliver the final blow to Iran's nuclear ambitions. But all of this comes with a crucial warning. This apparent victory may contain the seeds of future disaster. By dragging America into another Middle Eastern war, we risk strengthening the alliance between Iran, Russia, and China while diverting resources from the more crucial competition with Beijing. Either way, we are indeed witnessing a masterclass in power politics that promises to reshape the Middle East and the world for decades to come. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.